Welcome to Bovine Banter with the Penn State Extension Dairy Team. I'm Emily Fred, and I'm a dairy educator based in Union County, Pennsylvania. Joining us today is Craig Williams, a dairy educator based out of Tioga County, who has a specialty in dairy risk management. Today, we will be talking about the release of the 2024 Dairy Margin Coverage, or DMC, signups. Hi, Craig. Can you please explain the DMC program and the benefits a farmer may receive from it?
Sure, Emily. Thanks for having me on today. And today we want to give everyone an update that the Farm Bill has been extended. So we did not really pass a new Farm Bill. We took the existing one and extended it. And there was a lot of concern about which programs would be extended. The Dairy Margin Coverage Program has been extended, and there are a few minor changes or updates to the program, but it has now been opened at your local FSA office. So right now it opened last week, and dairymen have until April 29th of 2024 to sign up for the 2024 year. We're already in that year, so we're ready to take, not us, but FSA is ready to take signups now. The one major change is that last year we had 1,770 farmers participate. We have about 2,464 farmers who have enrolled actual production history at FSA. And so if a farmer has never enrolled in the past, they can still enroll for this new year. So that's a good, that was a concern. Farmer who didn't enroll in the past, he's able to do that this year for 2024.
Okay, thanks, Craig. So where does a farmer need to go to get signed up? What do they need to bring with them to be able to do this?
Okay, so this program is called a Dairy Margin Coverage Program, and it starts with your production milk weight. Normally, they had gotten a production history on presenting how much milk they shipped back in the 2013 years, and then we had a supplemental production roll up for 2019. So a farmer would need to take his production history from your co-ops or your year-end milk check, and you would sign up at your local FSA office. If they have that from last year, pretty much need to go in and verify that you're still shipping milk, take your current production, but your number will be the 2019 milk production. The one change is what we call supplemental production history. And this was continued into the 2024 year. In the past, you had your base history and then you added a little bit for 2019. This year, they're going to put them all together. And the way that would work is if you had 2019 actual production and it was greater than your original production. So this is a farm that's growing, you know, and producing more milk. The supplemental production history is determined by subtracting the established production from the 2019 production and multiplying that by a difference of 75%. So you get 75% of your growth. These two numbers, your established production and your supplemental, are going to become what's now called your adjusted production history. So you'll use that for the rest of the program. The nice thing really is that's going to be one number and your payments will be off of one number and your premiums will be off of one number. So those herds that had signed up for the five-year program and are only paying 11 cents, they're going to pay 11 cents on the new adjusted production history. They won't have a split premium. If you're brand new, you're going to be paying 15 cents, or if you pay every other year, enroll, something like that, you'll be 15 cents, but it'll at least be one production history. So that's kind of a good deal for the large farms because they were getting penalized for that production history at 15 cents.
Thanks, Craig.
I just want to go back to a second. Remember, this is a margin program. So we take the milk price minus the USDA's calculated feed price, and that's the corn price plus the soybean meal plus high quality alfalfa hay. And I understand it's not the same as what everyone feeds, but that's the way this program works. So it's pretty much milk minus the feed cost, and then that's what's left is the margin. And so from now on, we'll talk about what the margin is and how that would work.
What are some strategies a farmer can use to figure out what level of coverage they need?
So I suggest they kind of look at all the levels. You can buy a margin coverage of $4 all the way up to $9.50. And you can also buy volume coverages from 5 to 95%. For the most part, most dairymen are buying the 950 coverage for the margin at 95% of their production. They're just doing everything, to the max. And that's pretty much probably the best strategy. In the past, if you tried to buy lower margin coverage, let's say $9, and the margin dropped only to $9.22, you would not get any payment. So in the past, it's been most beneficial for everyone to buy at the 950 rate. And when we talk about 15 cents as your first tier premium, that's normally the 950 rate. So that's our suggestion of buy in at the 950 rate, and it's 15 cents a hundredweight. The only people who got the discount are those in the very beginning of the program bought for 5 years. And at that point, if you committed for 5 years, you got 11 cents premium. And so that was the benefit of buying in for all 5 years. If you're in that program, your benefit rolls over into 2024.
Are there any changes to the program this year that farmers need to know about?
I think probably the biggest change is the calculations to the supplemental production history. I think that's good. You will need to go to the FSA to make sure you do your calculations with them, and then that will give you an adjusted production history. I think the second big change is because it's a continuation, any farms who did not enroll before have the opportunity once again to enroll. So we encourage you to take a look at that. And then I think the other change is that remember, well, it's not really a change, but it's a continuation. Remember, you can take your premiums out of the benefit that you would get. So it's possible that the program would pay for all your premiums as an auto deduction. And then at the end of the year, you would then just have to either pay a balance or you would have money coming back. And that's what we call they're all settled in September of each year. And any of your benefit can be subtracted, from your payments, your premiums from your payments. So you could sign up presently and only have to pay an enrollment fee, I believe, of $100, but not have to pay any of your premiums.
So how has this program benefited farmers in the past?
So I think there's a lot of discussion on last year, and we'll go back through the years. But in the last, let me count them up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In the last 5 years, every single year has had some benefit for dairymen. It is true that a couple of them have been lower, and I'll go through those numbers. But last year, 2023, 11 out of the 12 months paid a premium, paid an indemnity. And so there was a positive benefit. Just last year, we had a net benefit of $2.50 per hundredweight for the dairymen who enrolled. Remember, you have a 15 cents a hundredweight premium. Now, it's true, we really don't want this program to pay, right? If our milk price is high and our feed costs are low, that's benefit for us as dairymen. But this is the best entry-level production, risk production that we have right now. If we back up into 2022, that was a higher milk price year. We only had 3 cents per hundredweight that was paid back to producers. We back to 2021, we had a net benefit of $2.29 per hundredweight. So that still wasn't as high as last year, but that was still very, very much help to the dairyman. 2020 was 54 cents. and 2019 was 36 cents. So of those 5 years, four of them covered all of your net premiums, of 15 cents.
So, where should farmers go to find out more information about this? Are there websites that they can go to?
So we have a couple of good websites, and we have a couple of industry people that are really knowledgeable. The Center for Dairy Excellence website, which you can just search for. Jane Seabright has excellent materials, and the Center for Dairy Excellence in Penn State have a one-page flyer called It's Time to Consider Signing Up for the DMC. And you can search for both of them online. All of your milk co-ops usually also have a flyer or some type of information. I know Land O'Lakes has two great guys that are doing excellent work on DMC. Maryland, Virginia has Zach Myers down there doing excellent work on DMC. So reach out to your local co-ops. And then the other thing that's amazing, if you search USDA and DMC, you'll go straight to the USDA DMC website. And there's excellent charts and information there, including what the current prices are. And that's where they are normally posted. So the January 2024 prices have just been posted last week on the USDA site. And that's where the margin right now is $8.48, which means there is a payment of $1.02 for your January milk pounds. So we're signing up right now with payment that we know is already coming. And I'll tell you, if a herd is shipping 1 million pounds, their 15 cents would cost them $1,454. Right now, already in January, they would get $808 back in starting to go against their premiums. So we're halfway there to, a positive benefit of this program. So that's always the dairymen always like to know, is it worthwhile to sign up? And in this case, we're already after the January payments. The other site I would encourage is dairymarkets.org, O-R-G. They have a lot of great charts on milk futures and corn and feed futures. And they have a dairy margin coverage tool that you can use. And you can put on your own exact pounds, and it'll show you very similar to what the FSA calculator is. One of the things, Emily, that's highlighted about FSA is they still encourage everyone to call ahead so that you can make an appointment, and then they will be able to pull out your file before you get there. And that way they can help manage their time and your time when you come to the FSA office.
Okay, great. Do you have any other take-home messages for our audience?
I think our main goal is let everyone know this is an entry-level way to get into dairy market risk. This is not DRP or dairy revenue protection. This is not milk futures and anything you're doing in your co-op. This is what's provided by the U.S. Farm Bill, and it's the entry level into dairy risk. And in the past, the history has shown that this has been a very beneficial program for our dairymen. I know we have a lot of dairymen that don't like to get payments from the government, or we also feel that if the milk price was high enough, we shouldn't have this program. But this is a great floor to help a lot of protection for dairymen, and we encourage you to take a serious look at this program. We know there's 1,770 that participated last year. We still have more dairymen in Pennsylvania who have not participated, and we encourage them to take a look at it because this is one of the things that's offered as a benefit to our producers.
Thanks, Craig. How can people contact you if they want to find out more information or have questions?
So on our webpage and also on the Center for Dairy Excellence, we have the flyer. This year we reach out that if you'd like to contact me, Craig Williams at Penn State Extension, you can call 570-433-8943. You can also email me at JCW1 7 at PSU.edu. And then Jane Seabright is also at the Center for Dairy Excellence. She's willing to talk about dairy margin coverage, and you can contact her at 717-788-0293. And at the same time, if you want to reach out to any of your co-op representatives or your local county agent, they can help you get in touch with us and we can walk you through some of the programs.
Thanks, Craig. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in.